RN and online, you're with The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
A thousand years singing to the glory of God. That's the formidable tradition behind our featured guests today on The Rhythm Divine, the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, recently voted the world's fifth best choir. G'day, I'm Jeff Wood, and well, I don't actually have the full choir packed in here beside me in the RN studio, but I do have their director of music, Stephen Layton, on the program. And of course, we will hear the choir in all their singing glory today. He's a young composer in love with the human voice, as you could hear. A setting of the Latin hymn of adoration, O Salutaris Ostia, by the Latvian composer Eriks Esavalds. A great favourite of my guest today, Stephen Layton, Director of Music of the Choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, who are currently touring Australia. There are 30 singers, or choral scholars as they're known, in the choir, along with two organ scholars, and all are undergraduates at Cambridge. Their singing tradition dates back six centuries to the all-male choir of the 1400s. But today it's a mixed choir, male and female voices, a new tradition that started in the 1980s, as Stephen Layton explains.
I think one of the interesting things is that you say 1423, that's absolutely true. And of course, then there would be a choir of boys and men. And that's a wonderful tradition, a tradition that I've been very much part of from my own childhood when I sang as a cathedral choir boy in Winchester Cathedral. And then when I was a student, I was the organ scholar of King's College in Cambridge, just down the road from us, where it's men and boys. But in Trinity, there's a new tradition, or relatively new tradition, from the 1980s, where the choir is of men and women, undergraduates. A very different sound to that of young boys, and of course very different from how music would have been sung in Trinity Chapel over the many hundreds of years that singing has taken place there. So we're inheritors of a relatively new tradition of the 1980s and constantly want to reinvent that tradition and develop that tradition by singing as many different varied repertoires from around the world, I guess, and bringing these into being as part of the liturgy in our chapel, and then also sharing that music whenever we go around the world on tour.
Well, Stephen, terrific to have you on the program. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge was recently voted one of the top five of the world's finest choirs. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What's so special about the choir, about its sound?
Several things come to mind there. I think one of the things that's special is the combination of the intellect of the singers and the young, fresh sound that they make at that age. We need both things to really make deep and meaningful music, a good brain, good intelligence, but also a good voice. But interestingly, in Cambridge University, the way things work is that initially the student must get into the university to study a subject before they get into the choir. And that's perhaps a surprising recipe for then creating a good choir. But nevertheless, that is the recipe and that's the way it works.
You are a working choir, aren't you, in the sense that during university term at Cambridge, the choir's main focus is the singing of the liturgy in the college chapel?
Absolutely. We sing on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Sundays the Office of Evensong, and that goes throughout all university terms. We do that at 6:15, and these days it's a service that's not just contained within the, if you like, the sacred stones of our great building, but also we broadcast it to the world on the web so that anybody who would love to hear and take part in the service of choral evensong can do so from wherever they are in the world.
Suffer my foot to be moved.
Spirituality and Music, The Rhythm Divine on RN and Radio Australia.
The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge is firmly within what's usually called the English choral tradition. And I know the popular American composer Eric Whitaker has singled out qualities like tuning, sight reading, tone and knowledge as distinctive elements of that tradition. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's one side of it. What I think is not said, but is actually right behind it, is something much stronger. And that is like 1,000 years of singing to the glory of God. That's kind of where it's all come from, because as chapels in colleges and cathedrals and churches over the centuries have observed the daily office of evensong or matins, vespers, all these different services that come from the medieval monastic times, there's always been some singing with those services. And today, that is still very much alive in English British cathedrals, where the choirs of men and boys and girls and boys, etc., are singing services and singing the music that's very much part of this tradition. Music such as Talis and Byrd and Henry Purcell, to name the sort of famous luminary composers from 400 or 500 years ago. But of course, music that's also being written today, even say in the last century, famous British composers such as Benjamin Britten, etc. And it's that continuity over those many hundreds of years which I think is secret to the technical qualities that Eric Whitaker, if you've just quoted, has pointed out.
You are also a great supporter of the composer Paweł Lukaszewski.
Yes, Polish composer. Yes, that's a tricky one to say, because his name begins with what looks like an L in our alphabet, but actually it's got a little stroke through it. So I think anybody Polish listening, I think you say it Lukaszewski, but it's a mouthful. He is also a composer who the choir and I have enjoyed a fruitful relationship with. This began early on in my time with Trinity Choir in about 2007, 2008, and we were recording a collection of his music, and I said to him a few days before the recordings took place, we were slightly short of music, that we needed a few more minutes, because CDs these days are generally between, you know, 65 and 70 minutes, etc. It's a bit of a cheeky thing to say, but he rose to the challenge and he wrote this Nunc Dimittis whilst on his short journey from Warsaw to London. I've chosen this piece to bring to Australian audiences because I think it's the absolute distillation of his style, which I suppose audiences might recognize a little bit of the Goretzky type sound world in it. Goretzky, of course, is very famous for that big symphony of sorrowful sounds. I think he wrote that was played a lot sort of 15, 20 years ago. He's perhaps a minimalist type composer. And Paweł Lukaszewski here creates something perhaps slightly analogous to that genre in this Nunc Dimittis, which ends with the repeating text of a light to light unto the Gentiles and thy people Israel. And it just keeps repeating that very, very gently in Latin. It's a hypnotic piece, but how wonderful that he created a hypnotic piece on a plane journey. In no time at all, apparently it just came to him, he tells me.
Thank you.
If you love the music of Henryk Gorecki, you'll certainly want to hear more of that young man, Paweł Lukaszewski, a young Polish church composer who wrote that piece while flying from Warsaw to London. Here's Nunc Dimittis, also known as the Song of Simeon, a gospel canticle often sung at evensong services, performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, and one of the works you'll hear if you catch their Australian tour, which is at its halfway mark. I'll have tour details on the Rhythm Divine website. Look for us on the RN homepage. I'm Jeff Wood, and my guest today is the choir's director of music, Stephen Layton, who spoke to me about another choir favourite, the young Latvian composer, Eriks Esavalds.
Yes, we've had him living in the college for 2 years as a, as we call it, fellow in the creative arts, and he composed quite a bit of music for the choir and wrote a lot of music for all sorts of commissions whilst he was with us. And that was an exciting time to have him there, and, you know, he would come to our evensong services, and he got to know many of the students and many of the fellows. So we were very fortunate to have him. And I think probably it was also a lovely thing for him to leave his culture, which was so rich in choral music in Riga, and then share in a culture that's equally rich in Cambridge. So I think everybody was a winner here.
Now, you're performing his work, The Heavens Flock. Can you tell me about that?
Well, it's a piece that we recorded on our album, this music, and one that immediately struck me as being the most heartfelt, direct, appealing, spiritual piece of all those that we recorded and discovered during that year. And I just feel that it encapsulates his complete love of choral sound, his marvelous way of setting a text, even if it's not in his own language. And I thought this was the most direct and beautiful piece to bring on our tour, to introduce to people who probably have not heard of this man, to show them how wonderful his music is. So I've singled this one piece out as the absolute exemplar of what I hope will then lead people to discover other pieces by him.
Thank you.
It's been described as a celestial meditation, and you can hear why. Erik Esseval's Arctic-inspired work, The Heaven's Flock, from the album Northern Lights. Sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by my guest today, Stephen Layton, who came straight from the airport to speak with me. And he's celebrating 10 years with the choir. Voted the world's fifth best choir by Gramophone magazine, the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge is on tour in Australia until the 4th of August, so they're about halfway through. Check the Rhythm Divine website to see if they're coming your way, with works by Tallis and Bird, as well as contemporary composers like those we've heard today, and a work specially commissioned for the tour by the Australian composer Joe Twist. And you can hear all about that on RN's Music Show, which this week features another touring choir from the Temple Church in London. I'm Jeff Wood. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Radio Divine or find me on Facebook. Search for RN Music. Catch you next time, I hope, for more music and spirituality. And that's the Rhythm Divine.